A wide saucier on a low flame, half full of dark stock that smells of roasted bone and onion skin, has been simmering for an hour, and the level in the pan has dropped by a finger's width. The surface is quiet, a few bubbles at the edge, a slick of fat drawn into a thin ring against the metal, and a faint film where the liquid meets the rim. Nothing dramatic is happening. What is in fact happening is one of the most underappreciated transformations in cooking. Water is leaving. The molecules of flavor, glutamates, peptides, sugars, amino acids are not. The pan is becoming denser, slowly, in a way that no amount of additional seasoning could reproduce. This is reduction, and the common idea that it is merely a way to thicken a sauce undersells what it does by half. Reduction is not thickening with a side effect of flavor. It is the rearrangement of the entire flavor architecture, with thickening as the side effect. The physics is easier than it looks. At a low simmer, roughly 95 degrees Celsius, just under the boil, water evaporates from the surface of the pan as steam. The flavor active compounds that make a stock taste like a stock are non-volatile or only weakly volatile at this temperature. Free glutamate, the savory amino acid that gives reduced stocks their meaty depth, the peptides released by collagen breakdown, the glucose and other sugars contributed by mirepoix or bones, the salts already present in the liquid. These molecules stay behind. As water leaves, the same flavor load occupies less volume, so the concentration per teaspoon rises. Have the volume, and you have, to a first approximation, doubled the density of every flavor compound in the pan. Take it to a quarter, and you have quadrupled it. This is why a properly reduced sauce tastes the way it does, not because anything has been added, but because everything that matters has been gathered closer together. I worked through the underlying ingredient grammar of this in stock, broth, and fond, a French three-way distinction, and the same logic applies here. The stock is the bank account, and reduction is the act of cashing it in. For a beginner, the first thing to know about reduction is that it concentrates everything, not just the things you want concentrated. Salt does not evaporate. Acid does not evaporate. The teaspoon of salt that was politely seasoned into a quart of stock becomes harsh and aggressive when that quart becomes a cup. The splash of vinegar that lifted a bright note in the early pan becomes a pucker by the end. The beginner's first reduction is almost always oversalted, because the cook seasoned the liquid before reducing it rather than after. And there is no way to unreduce a sauce. The discipline is to season at the end, taste at every stage, and remember that what you are doing is amplification. It makes the good things louder and the mistakes louder too. A second beginner watchout is the heat itself. Reduction wants a low, steady simmer, not a hard boil. A boil drives off water faster, but also batters delicate aromatic compounds out of the pan as steam, and can scorch the layer of fond, the polymerized residue, that forms against the bottom and sides. Low heat, like all low heat, is the heat that does the chemistry without breaking it. The same principle I worked through, in low heat, is not weak cooking. An experienced cook reads reduction by sight, smell, and touch, in that order. The first sign is visual. The liquid moves differently as it concentrates. A thin stock at the beginning rolls in fast, splashy bubbles. The same stock at half volume bubbles more slowly, with a thicker meniscus and a glossier surface that does not break when the pan is tilted. By the time a stock is at a quarter volume, what the French call demi-glace, it coats the back of a spoon and falls in sheets rather than drops. At a 1/16, where the classical glace de viande lives, it is dark, viscous, almost syrupy at room temperature, and rubbery when chilled. The smell tells the same story in parallel. A reducing stock develops new aromas as it goes. The sugars in the mirepoix and the proteins on the surface continue to undergo Maillard reactions, even at simmer, slowly, over hours, producing the roasted, almost caramel notes that distinguish a well-reduced demi-glace from a stock that has simply been concentrated by boiling. Harold McGee, in On Food and Cooking, 1984, describes this slow Maillard development as one of the hidden virtues of long, gentle reduction. The high heat shortcut produces volume reduction, but not flavor development. The two are not the same thing. The classical French ratios are worth carrying as a mental scaffold. A standard sauce reduction sits between a third and a half of the starting volume, enough to thicken and concentrate without crossing into the salty harshness of further reduction. A demi-glace is a stock reduced to roughly a quarter of its original volume, traditionally combined with Espagnole sauce in Escoffier's 19th century scheme and used as a finishing base. A glace de viande, meat glaze, is reduced to a 16th, a dark, intensely savory paste that keeps for weeks under refrigeration, and that a teaspoon of, dropped into a pan sauce at the end, lifts the whole thing into a different register. These are not arbitrary numbers. They are the points along the reduction curve where the texture, the flavor density, and the salt-acid balance arrive at usable equilibria. A cook who has reduced enough stocks to feel where these points sit stops measuring and starts watching. There are several views on this. Modern chefs sometimes use xanthan gum, a microbial polysaccharide, or other hydrocolloids to mimic the body of a reduced sauce in minutes. A small pinch of xanthan into a liter of stock produces a viscosity comparable to a halved stock without removing any water. This works, and it has a place in restaurant kitchens where time is money and a dozen sauces have to hold at service. My view, after years of doing it both ways, is that reduction does more than thicken. It transforms. The shortcuts deliver body without the flavor depth, and the difference is not subtle on the palate. A thickened stock and a reduced stock taste like different liquids, because they are. Hydrocolloids gather water around long polymer chains. Reduction removes the water and rearranges what remains. The pan is not just denser. It is a different sauce entirely, slowly written by the heat and the time. The cook's only job, again, is to leave the pan alone long enough for that writing to finish.